Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
Hi, I'm Alan.
I'm Thong.
How are you? Glad to be here in another podcast entry. Shall we get to the case right away?
Yes, the mic is yours.
A 45-year-old man, a known alcohol abuser, was being treated for necrotizing pancreatitis. He also had a long-standing diabetes with end-stage renal failure. A necrosectomy was carried out.
That sounds really serious.
Yes. The reason this case was chosen was due to the valuable learning points which we can learn from what happened to this patient post-surgery. He was actually recovering well after surgery. He was on ticarcillin tazobactam and had undergone dialysis once after surgery.
Okay, then?
Then, about a week after surgery, he developed convulsions. He had no past history of seizure.
A seizure? That seems unexpected. How should we approach such a case?
First and foremost, we have to determine if it is a case of seizure. Histories from both the patient and witnesses are equally important. Is this epilepsy? Then, one should consider other causes, such as hypoglycemia, stroke, and meningitis. Drug history is essential as both toxicity and withdrawal can provoke a seizure episode.
Drugs. Are they the culprit in this case? The antibiotics?
Yes, this patient was given ticarcillin. It is one of the penicillins. Convulsions may occur in very high doses, a side effect known in all penicillins. Patients on dialysis are particularly susceptible. It is important to realize that in 3 days, between successive sessions of hemodialysis, the drug levels rise steeply, unlike in patients with normal kidneys, where drugs are excreted constantly. While we are on the topic of drug-induced seizures, a number of medications may cause them. The major ones are analgesics such as fentanyl and meperidine, antibiotics like ampicillin, imipenem, metronidazole, ciprofloxacin, antidepressants such as amitriptyline and bupropion, and antipsychotics, chlorpromazine, haloperidol, as well as bronchial agents such as aminophylline.
I see. So, what can we learn from this case?
Penicillins in high doses, particularly in patients with renal failure, can cause convulsions.
Thank you, Doctor. And stay tuned for our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. And we'll see you again in the next episode.